You're delaying again, though, right?
No, no. I just, for dramatic effect.
Yeah, that doesn't help me, though.
No.
When I go to sync it up later, Johnny drama not helping.
Okay.
It's fine. Sorry. It'll work.
Do you want to do it again and I'll go real quick?
No. No, I'll figure it out. But in the future, just a 5-4-3-2-1. That's all.
So just like when you say one number, I say the next number quicker.
Let's try it. Here, you start and I'll show you how the best way to do it is.
Okay. 5.
Red. Hello and welcome to episode 516 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubing in Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam.
Yeah, that's the, as always, Adam. However, do you not understand that we're a few weeks away from 10 years?
No, I thought we'd already passed it.
Okay, never mind then. Moving on.
Feels like it's been 20 years, so...
Just today,
Can we celebrate our 20-year anniversary?
Yes. I guess. I don't know. I did not anticipate that question.
Okay.
If you could submit the questions ahead of time, it would be much better.
You could plan. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess so. No, forget it. Let's just improv. Improv okay. is better.
All right.
Yeah. All right. What do you need?
Amazon.
What does that have to do with
spit
Amazon?
Spit it out. Yeah. Spit it out.
What does that have to do? I try to do a silky segue into it all the time. But, oh, I know. Amazon. It's not just a river in Egypt.
Okay.
The click through our site. And help us out. If you're buying something on Amazon,
yeah, buy stuff.
And help us out.
Yeah, you're going to buy stuff, though.
Yeah, have I? This, I don't think I have in a bit. Maybe I did. I don't think I did. I have my eye on something that I've always wanted. Can't say I need.
Okay, let's have it.
Do you own noise-canceling headphones?
The headphones I'm wearing now are not specifically noise. Like, they don't fill you with that ambient sound that drains everything out, but they're muffs. They're the full muffs where I feel like I have to talk super loud and my kids say, why are you yelling?
I feel like that was a yes or no question I asked.
So, kind of.
Okay, no. That was not yes or no.
Yeah. Most noise, but they aren't specific. I know Bose does make a set or probably multiple sets of noise canceling.
Right.
But I don't own those ones.
No, those are very expensive.
Yeah. I'd have to take out another mortgage to afford those, yeah.
But there is a company that makes headphones that I've been very happy with. I have the little, what do you call it? The little Bluetooth earbuds, mm-hmm. you know? I don't have the super, you must have, I bet you have the fancy Apple ones, right?
I don't. No, I don't have those. My wife has them. No, my wife
does. Okay, your wife has them.
Yeah.
They are pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, she loves them. Yeah, she's had them so much so for a couple of years now that now she needs to replace the batteries, which I think you have to go in and get them to do. Like, it's not user replaceable or anything. Yeah.
I think you have to smash them with a hammer and buy a new
ones. That and just buy a new set.
Yeah. That's the PS. That's the business model that's going to ruin the coral reefs. But
yeah.
I have ones that cost, I don't know, not much money, $30. Like you can get them for $11 now. Like they're free pretty much, right? Not great, but there's decent ones for about, yes, I don't know, I don't 25, know. $30, something like that. And so I have those by a company called Anker, not a sponsor, A-N-K-E-R. And they're pretty good, but apparently they make some Bluetooth noise-canceling headphones that I would not say they rival Bose but for the price, the ROI is excellent.
Okay.
So I think Black Friday coming up, I think you can probably get them for like under $50.
Okay. What was the brand?
Anchor.
Anchor. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? We have headphones in the car. I also, just not Bluetooth ones, but just plug-in ones that the kids used to use for in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they just lived in the car. Yeah, and when we go on a road trip, you know, they could plug in and watch a movie on like the little flip-down screen that they used to use when they were little and probably hasn't seen use in 3 years. But yeah, that was the thing for road trips. They'd have those and they had the Anchor headphones. And again, back then, they were great bang for your buck as well. So good company.
Right. So there you go. That's what I'm going to get on Amazon. Probably be my, actually, I already bought my Christmas gift to myself, but they might be in the stocking. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm a big headphone guy. I really like headphones. I have multiple pairs and enjoy headphones. I have the little earbuds and I have the cheap, I think I told you to buy way back when, like, again, a pair that I still have kicking around somewhere and I just want earbuds. They're kind of like, again, they were cheap knockoff earbuds that worked quite well. Kind of like when Bluetooth and little ones were new.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a pair of those ones that you recommended. Okay. This is a warning. Only 45 more minutes on headphone talk, and then we'll move on.
Okay, yeah. We'll move on.
Now, you had a pair that you recommend. I couldn't get the exact pair you recommended, but I got something close. And so this is not a rip on you by any means. They were not the pair you suggested, and they sucked. They were terrible.
All right.
So, yeah. I still have them somewhere, but...
So Anchor. Anchor's your brand.
Yeah, those are not Anchor. Yeah, okay. Those are just something else, like Happy Fun headphones or something like that.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't taunt Happy Fun headphones, that's for sure.
Yeah, when I used to go to the gym, I liked the little ones, and now that I'm almost never at a gym, I just wear the big muffs.
They're not even open. Are they open?
No, not here anyways. I don't know about where you are.
No, I don't know. I don't go to the gym here, but I think they're closed here too.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Moving on. All right. So what is going on, Adam? What's going on in Vancouver?
More rising cases, more panic spread.
I thought you were going to say more of nothing, but
no, it's more rising. It is okay. More of, yeah, and more panic and more announcements coming. I think today there's another press conference, and so they're going to make some announcements. The suspicion is, you know, travel restrictions. So really, they don't want people going anywhere. I think that's what's going to come out today. I don't know if there's going to be more business closures and whatnot, but definitely a midweek announcement says more restrictions. So we'll see.
What more could they close? What do you mean business closures? Because they haven't, things are closed here, but I mean,
not much is closed here.
Stores
except
are open.
For gyms. Yeah, gyms. That sort of, I'm trying to think of what else. Restaurants are still open. Yeah, restaurants are haven't been affected by it.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's what a lot of people are kind of, you know, wondering if in a part of the new restrictions, if they're going to make restaurants takeout only again. I mean, who knows? Who knows what's coming today? Like, yeah. I don't. But that's another part of the speculation. I think travel restrictions for sure, and then maybe other closures. A lot of people are asking about kids' sports, like, because, I mean, hockey's been going, but it's been practice only.
Right.
Wondering if they're going to, you know, take another step there and maybe shut some of that down. Who knows? Hard to say. A lot of speculation.
Okay. But you know, Bonnie Henry, the doctor, Dr. Bonnie Henry, she seems good. So, you know, I trust her.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Just shout out. She's a sponsor of the show, just to be clear.
Yeah. So again, yeah, not a whole lot going on here is what I should have said. Yeah.
I wouldn't anticipate restaurants and bars being closed to indoor dining again, which I mean, outdoor dining is going to get pretty cold. That's the rub. Yeah. I understand the fear with that, but the big thing for me, the only thing that will really change the game is if schools are closed again. That's where it's a real kick. Because not just for having, oh great, my kids are home. I mean, because it's bad for them, but there's a lot, most people, like I'm very fortunate that I don't rely on my kids going to school to have to work or whatever it is. Like I work around that. But there's a lot of people who, if their kids stay home, they can't go to work. So it's the trickle down effect is terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from what my wife says, who is a school teacher, I don't know if we talked about this on the show last week or not, but because we're hearing a lot of people, I see people talking here or whatever, and oh, when are they going to close the schools? The numbers are going up. When are they going to close the schools? And those are people who don't have kids,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I think, well, so what my wife was saying was that in her own personal opinion, non-epidemiologist, but she says she feels that her kids in particular and the kids at her school are safer, less at risk if the school is still open, because they can kind of control them a little bit more. They can put safety protocols in place. If the kids are just at home, they're congregating with like large extended families because the rules are like you can still see your family. A lot of people here have extended families, and so they don't really care about the numbers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's I hope the schools stay open is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that, again, it's so much speculation, and depending on what you read, and here I mostly focus on Canada, so I look at, you know, what other provinces, it seems like BC, where I live, you know, follows a lot of what some of the other provinces do first, where there's more problems, because mm-hmm. we're not the worst by any stretch, we're not the best, we're somewhere in the middle, and so, you know, right. as some of the other provinces have more issues, then a lot of what they're imposing seems to be similar to what BC follows with. So I'm looking at, you know, Ontario and Quebec, and I'm reading some of their news and what's happening there and what they're planning to do, and then usually BC's changes are similar nature. So
yeah.
looking at some of the media in Ontario, some of the articles I've read are talking about, you know, what they might do at Christmas break, because the concern is, you know, there's no matter what restrictions are imposed, you're more likely to see family gatherings at Christmas, or, you know, like over the holidays, but specifically around Christmas. And then the concern is often they would go back to school really soon after. And so then you've got like just a huge mixing ground of people coming back. So mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of theories about, you know, them possibly extending the Christmas break and that way giving almost like a 2 week drying out period after Christmas so that you've kind of got your imposed self-isolation before the kids go back. So we'll see if something like that gets announced too upcoming. I can see that happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's confusing to me because we went into the sort of the lockdown light, they were calling it or whatever it was, a couple of weeks ago, where the restrictions got pretty tough and are a lot tougher. I mean, nothing crazy like indoor restaurants and stuff like that. But because the numbers were going up, that was the deal. And they did. They continued to go up for a week and then they went down. And so the last, you know, number last week or so, the numbers have been not to zero. I mean, they're still high. I see high. Like I have any idea what a high number is. But historically speaking, from the last 9 months, higher numbers and lower than they were a couple of weeks ago. But now they're talking about, okay, but what restrictions can we come in next? I thought, well, what you're doing is working,
right?
You know. So I don't know what's going to happen next. So I get the impression, a lot of people get the impression that a lot of politicians are sort of under pressure to do something.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, like just at least appear like you're doing something.
Yeah. I think there's for sure that's a component. Yeah.
Not all politicians, obviously, but anyways.
Yeah.
So there's that.
In Canada, I would definitely say there's a lot of that.
Yeah, and the good news for us, anyways, over here in South Germany is it's been summer all week. Like
nice.
It's been like up to 20 degrees. Like it's maybe 18. I'm gonna round up to 20, but it's definitely been t-shirt weather all week. Like just unbelievable. But then it gets chilly at night. So you know it's definitely coming. The winter's coming. But I can't remember the last time we went walking around on mid to late November in a t-shirt. It's crazy.
Nice.
Also, still banned in the USA, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we got some updates from some listeners and who've quite a few people have forwarded screenshots. They've gone to Instagram to check out the Two Hosers and photo monthly challenge. And it's basically said all new posts after a certain date are just not available.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, and so I, and it had to do with election fraud or misinformation or something like that.
Contraband.
Well, yeah, we're pretty political, and if there's one thing that Adam likes, it's misinformation. I'm just addicted to it.
Yeah, I like reading it. I like dispensing it. I like all of it.
Oh,
yeah.
It's I love inventing it, and then like seeing how far around the world it will go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, anyways, I don't know if you know this. I'm the guy who invented the Ogopogo.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, that made it. That made a pretty big dent. You're welcome, Okanagan Lake.
Yeah.
Or Lake Okanagan.
I think you can do it either way.
Yeah.
We'll still know what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Woodwork update for you.
Yes.
Got the cabinet done.
Okay.
So I posted a couple pictures, one closed, one open. I wanted to show the doors that I made. Someone convinced me.
Look at those doors.
My buddy convinced me to make inset doors. I was like, oh man, I was just going to do the overlap doors, but I wasn't sure how good they'd look. And he said, no, do the insets, which are more difficult, turns out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I did. Way, way happier. They match the dresser that I made my son. So
yeah, looks good. And I like the inside that you show the inside picture.
Yeah, I had to show the inside because of that was the plan. Hanger on one side, shelves on the other.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And in that photo, I like the Canada wooden board flag that you've got in this room. Did you make that?
I did.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Good news. Bad news for you is I'm not coming home to Vancouver, this year. Otherwise you'd be getting one for Christmas.
Oh, you made more than one.
Well, I will. I would make you one.
Oh, okay. But I live in Canada, so I know I'm here.
You would still like it, though.
Okay. All right.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I will tell you how, not on the air, I'll tell you how I made it. And yeah. I think you can probably, this is something you can handle. This is something, do you have a skill saw?
No, I do not.
Does one of your neighbors have a skill saw?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure my next door neighbor has one. Yeah.
Okay. If all you would need is and some paint, obviously.
Mm.
The difficult part is making the stencil for the maple leaf.
Mm-hmm. What would I do with this when I'm done?
Hang it on your wall.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't want one for your wall?
No, probably not. Yeah, I like it in your son's room.
I guarantee your in-laws would love it.
My in-laws would love it. Yeah. I don't know. My wife would love it. Yeah, I don't think my wife would love it hanging on the inside of our wall. I do like it in your house.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll send you the Spider-Man poster then. Instead.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah,
you'll get that. So So now I've moved on to right away. I thought I was done. I went and cleaned up. Gave the shop like a really good cleaning. Blew out all the sawdust out of the everywhere, and thought I was done. And then immediately started building his bookcase. So
is it going to be blue as well?
No, my wife wanted it to be blue to match. And I said, like, that's too much blue. So I believe it's going to be kind of a white with like a wood finish.
Nice.
Wood trim.
Yeah. Okay.
So that'll be maybe next week. Cause I'm actually about three quarters done that already a day later. Been kind of racing on that, but, yeah, as a woodwork update.
Okay.
All right. Reminder, monthly challenge this month for November is black and white. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers on the Instagram. And hey, never know. Maybe we'll see it.
Maybe.
We'll see it. Actually, Adam and I will see it. But will the people, do we need to get a new hashtag in order to stay out of the politics of it?
Maybe.
How do we do that then?
I don't know how the internet works.
I hadn't thought of this. No, I hadn't thought of this. It has to be something just really, really boring. So maybe just hashtag vanilla ice cream.
Mmm, delicious.
No, don't do that. I'm not going to see that. I'm sure that's probably some secret internet code and I'll be arrested.
Yeah.
You never know. I'll check out 4chan and see what they have to say about that.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm sure by then, if by then they're not it's not done, I'll figure out something I can do. I don't know. Or I won't. Anyway, Adam and I will deal with those in a couple weeks. That's the plan.
Okay.
Here's a question I know the answer to.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot anything interesting this week?
No, but I know you did. I saw the pictures, so I, you know what? I made sure I didn't because I wanted to have time for us to talk about your photos.
Good. Talk about me for once.
Yeah.
Phew. My favorite. Yeah, I did. I shot a few things. Like I said, we had great weather, which will get us to start with the great weather stuff. We went for me and the family, wife and kids, went for a little hike. You know, in the woods, but mm-hmm. overlooking valleys.
Yeah.
Anyways, there's me and the kids. You can see that's a couple days ago. That's sunshine. That's last weekend. That's sunshine weather. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
For November. And then on the way back, we'll stop by the sort of the same place. I took a picture of the landscape, which I like the colors a bit better at that hour.
Sure.
So you can see there's the canola oil fields, canola plant. They're not called canola, the raps oil, the raps seed. What do you call it? Rapeseed? They're called rapeseed.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, it's called canola in Canada because you can't say rape.
Mm.
True story. So anyways, it's all very popular here. It's the rapeseed plants for a cover crop, so that a lot of yellow. And then the little church you can see at dead center.
I can. On the hill. I can see it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a hill.
That's
cool. You've seen that church before from a different angle.
Yeah, I've seen it closer up. That's really far away.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. And then there's a shot of my kids climbing up the rocks in this little quarry area.
Mm-hmm. That's cool too. Yeah, looks good.
Yeah, they love that. All the shot, of course, with the X100.
Mm-hmm.
Shocking, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it looks good. I really like the picture of the kids kind of up in the quarry.
Yeah, they love that. Love the climbing. Hey, Dad, look at this. And then we had a little campfire in the backyard, which is a big thing here. We have the metal Feuerschale, the fire shell, I guess it's called the translation. And
okay.
So, do you remember when you were a kid, like if you were camping or have fires or stuff, do you remember sticking the stick in the fire and then pulling it out?
Yes, I still do that. It's very fun.
Same here. Like, I'm just saying that it does not skip generations. Every kid loves it. Every kid. So you can see, here's my son and my daughter too, as well. That's what she's doing. Yeah, so this was just a shot in the backyard campfire. And the highlight here, again, this is the X100F, probably at around ISO 6400 or something like that. The only light in this picture is from the fire itself.
Right.
Like I can't tell you. Here's a surprise. I like the Fuji camera.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can even go nuts and really crank down the highlights and see the fire. Like you can really see the flame. But it just doesn't look right. So I saved a little bit of the highlights just so that you can see the edge of the fire, but I still blew out the flames themselves because otherwise it looks kind of weird because you don't really see that in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, great image from in the dark.
Yeah.
So there you go. I like when you talk about your own photo and just say great image.
Yeah,
that's a great image.
I was like, I didn't want to shoot it down. I'm like, whoa, easy there, cowboy.
You know what I meant? I meant great exposure in the dark. Yeah. I did not invent the Fuji camera. Fuji should take credit for that.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we now? Oh, photo challenge.
Mm-hmm.
This month was Gobo. Haven't done this in a while.
This week.
What did I say? Month?
Yeah.
Just time has no meaning, Adam.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Speaking of that, for the last while, like it's been probably, has it been 4 months since we changed to Thursdays?
A couple months. I don't know. Something like that.
I would have guessed 6 months, but maybe it's four. I'm going to call it 4 months because of your new job and all that, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, back in the day, we used to record Friday, my Friday evenings, and then the show would go up Monday morning, and that just kind of made sense. Now, just through scheduling, we have to do it a day earlier, and so now we record it a day earlier. It doesn't go out till Monday, so I kind of forget about the weekly challenge.
Okay.
Do you? I'm asking, does this schedule change affect how you shoot that photo?
Not really. I've been trying more and more to shoot it earlier in the week. So if you give me the challenge on Thursday, I try to shoot it on the weekend. That's my goal.
That was my goal. And then I had a whole thing in mind, and then I looked up and I was like, oh man, it's Thursday already. I better go shoot mine. Point being, I shot mine today, this afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I wanted to do it ahead of time. I like mine. I'm happy with mine. I'm just saying that, you know. So with that, well, let's talk about mine first this week.
Okay.
There's mine. That's my daughter. You know her.
Yeah. I like it. It looks pretty simple. I like the slashes of light that are hitting her, and I'm guessing this is one gobo that you're shooting through, and then some of that gobo is also catching the background. Is that correct. What's happening? So yeah, no, I like it.
The idea was to keep it as simple as possible.
Okay.
Especially since I, you know, had 12 minutes to complete this.
Right.
The idea, I knew I wanted to keep it simple the whole way. And sometimes you use a gobo to light the back. I mean, light the background all usually. It's like, oh yeah, that's what you do. Throw something in the background. But now I wanted it to light her and the background.
Right.
And so for some reason, I've had my white background up in the basement for like a month now. I just forgot to take it down. Haven't really spent any time in that room. So it's just been sitting there. So I just said, okay, quickly ran downstairs. I said, hang on a sec. I need a gobo. So what I did was I went and quickly grabbed a bunch of scrap, like just some thin scrap wood that I had from my son's project there, and just got the nail gun out and quickly just tacked it all together. Boom, 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 in a random pattern. Just broke a bunch of pieces off and tacked it all together and had my wife hold it in front of the flash. So okay. You see, there's a picture. I posted a picture of it, of me holding it. So you can see how ragtag that gobo is.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really fast, really simple. Not much rhyme or reason. That was the point to it. Just have light going everywhere. And then all I did was, when it was time to take the photo, was one hard light, which gives you the nice sharp edges, or sharper, depending on where you place the gobo. Closer to the light, you're going to get softer edges. Closer to the subject, you'll get harder edges. And so I just basically had my wife kind of move it around until the light was shining through onto her face. And then I knew that other spots would kind of get, you know, get light, get shadow, and that, and some thrown in the background. And that's that. It's really, really quite simple. Just a matter of light placement, which was a little higher than normal. Hard light, like I said, no umbrella, and sort of angled off camera right. Pretty far camera right and angled on her face, so that a little bit's going to bleed on the background, which is a fair distance away.
Mm-hmm.
Without it lighting it up white. I didn't want it to be white.
Right.
And there you go.
Cool. No, it looks good. I like it. I like the effect that it gives on her face and on her jacket or sweater or whatever she's wearing. That's got the cool mm-hmm. texture. So no, it looks good.
So yours not so far off.
Funny. Yeah, similar. I did two gobos in mine.
Double gobo?
Yeah, double gobo. So I made a gobo, again, kind of like you. I just thought, I'm gonna just kind of make something out of something I've got lying around. So, you know, when you order something and sometimes it's packed with like a big piece of cardboard that bends around it and it's kind of like shaped just for protection and shipping. So it's one long piece, maybe, I don't know, it's about 3 feet long, and it's made out of that same kind of cardboard that would be like what a dozen eggs would come in. And it's kind of,
okay.
And it's kind of shaped and bent. I should have actually photographed it, but basically you can kind of visualize what I'm talking about. And then I just took an X-Acto knife to it and just cut different shapes out of it. So I thought, I'm just going to make something interesting, and then this is going to be my gobo for the background. I didn't plan on lighting the subject with it, but I thought I'm going to make a gobo for the background light, and then I thought I'm going to make something you know, just to cut a window in a piece of long cardboard to make sort of a slash of light to light my subject. And so I did that. So you can see the pattern on the behind the subject, behind my daughter. It almost ends up looking like a Pac-Man grid. I'm shining a hard light with a speed light with a blue gel on it to get the really kind of blue background, because that's kind of shot at a gray wall. So I've got it, you know, really a dark blue gel on there. And then for the key light, I got this basically long strip of cardboard. I cut a 4-inch wide kind of rectangle all the way down so that I could use the strobe and create a slash of light on the subject. And so what I did is, I mean, you can change the beam of that light and whether or not, again, it's narrower or wider based on, again, how close you position it to the cardboard stand. So I just kind of seasoned a taste, and then I created the slash where I want it, and she did different poses. And
how did you hold up the gobos?
Oh, so the gobos are just on light stands, just with clamp. Like I just have a clamp on each one. So I just use two light stands. And so the interesting thing, and it wasn't intentional, but then I liked it again, part of the happy accident, is you can see that sort of shadow that kind of comes right across her eyes and her forehead. Well, that shadow is because, and then the lights again on the top of her forehead and her hood. And that's because the one that I created, like the cardboard was a bit too long and a bit too heavy. And so as I was positioning it, it folded over and I took a shot and then I got that effect. And then I thought, oh, I'm going to leave it like that because I like how it kind of breaks up the light a bit. It just makes it more interesting than if it's just a straight slash of light. So that was just, again, a happy accident. And the whole thing was inspired by, I don't know about you, but oftentimes if I don't have a, like going into the challenge, I thought, gobo, what am I going to do that's different? Well, I just kind of, again, go to Google and then I type in, you know, gobo photography, and then I end up on this deep dive where I was watching maybe a 15 minute video that a fashion photographer did at a live show during Fashion Week from like 2019 or 2018. And so he was on stage with a model and he was kind of like playing around with fashion photography and gobos. And so I got just kind of sucked in, and I was like, because again, he's doing it in real time and he's adding lights and he's talking it through. And it was, it was really interesting. And so anyways, he had this model with this crazy kind of colored coat and it had all this texture. And he was, again, doing like cyan lighting on the background. And it had a very cool feeling. So I thought, I'm going to do something. We looked for a garment that would be interesting. So then you get the sort of fuzzy hooded garment that she's using. And then again, I really liked the really blue temperature of what the photographer was using. So again, I went blue gel, but then I also went really cool in terms of the settings that I used with the final image. I think it's like 4100 Kelvin. So I just wanted like a bluish feel to the light on her as well. So it was just, again, one of those things where I really enjoyed it. I did it on a weekend where I had time, and the actual photo, once I had made the gobo, probably only took us 5 minutes to do. I probably had 15 different poses, and she kind of just went from one pose to another just on her own, making it up. And I just kept snapping, and then just picked the one that I liked, and there you go. Simple as that.
She looks like she's having fun with it now, though.
She was having fun. She was a willing participant, and she liked the final image as well. So I think my wife's, it's probably out on my wife's Instagram already. So you're getting it late.
I'll check that out. The and so you said the key light, you had a gel on it as well?
No, the key light's not gelled. So
okay.
So I just cooled the whole image down because the backlight was gelled, so it just made it more blue.
The backlight was a full CTB or half?
It was more than a half, but I don't know if it was even the CTB. I have a whole, pack of filters, and I just picked a dark blue. I don't even know if it was a CTB or just a dark blue gel.
Okay.
Because there's so many variations. They're not all the CTBs.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, and then you just cut, you just drag, like you said, you dragged the Kelvin down a little bit. So you, the blue went bluer,
yeah,
and then the light and on the, her kind of turned blue.
Exactly. Yeah. Cause gotcha. I didn't, cause I was using the strobe, and I do somewhere have a couple of gels that I could use for the strobe. Mm-hmm. But again, I could not find them. And I was like, okay, here's my workaround. It's, that's going to get more blue and you'll get blue in at the same time, which
as long as you have separation, as long as you exactly. shoot raw.
Yeah.
Shoot raw and have separation in the color temperature between the two lights, and then you can kind of go wherever you want.
Right.
You know, obviously, you know, as you warm it up, like you could technically warm this right up and make the black background white.
Right.
Or like properly balanced, but you're going to have a really, really orange face.
Right.
But, and there you go. And so good job for both of us for catch lights, by the way.
Yeah, and just a fun little exercise to do, like making go, like I basically... You spent 10 minutes cutting this out, having no idea what it was going to look like when I placed it in front of a light and shot it at the background. And again, it was kind of like, oh, that's cool. Like I like doing it. And you can, again, play with the hard edges, like you said, by light placement. The slash of light trick too, I should do that more. Like just, again, shooting between, even between two big pieces of paper, like anything you could, you know, two pieces of foam board, whatever, but just creating a space and then playing around with the distance of your light to that slash. I mean, great little trick for portrait lighting. So I got to do more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll talk about V flats and using those some other time.
Okay.
Everyone seems to, all the pros seem to like those. And so you can use that for that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
All right. Good job for us. We're going to have to do Gobo more often, I think.
Yeah, it's fun. I like it.
It is. It's one of those things where I think I just was like, you get lazy. I get lazy anyway. And just think, all right, I'll just, umbrella, move on with your day. And then think, let's do this. All right. 2 years from now, we'll do it again.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's when we'll do it. All right. Topic this week is come. Actually, we got quite a few listener questions already, Adam.
Oh, my.
I know. I haven't had time to go through all of them yet, but there's one that grabbed me in the short amount of time I had. I should probably go and figure out who sent it, right?
Sure.
That'd be the best. I can't find it.
Okay, great.
It's from Joe. It's Joe. It's longtime listener, participant, Joe Russo, JC Russo, wanted to know. He wanted to know about your 6D.
Okay.
Okay. So here's his question is, my listener question is for Adam.
Yes.
Like you, I have a Canon 6D. Okay. That's not a question.
Yeah. Statement.
Yeah. Congratulations. Tie. You and Adam tie in the 6D department.
I have one.
Yeah. I don't know. So right now he has no plans to upgrade to a newer camera, but he probably will follow a year or two after you upgrade, Adam.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Bit of a follower. So if Adam jumped off a 6D, would you jump off a 6D? Maybe I would. Depends on the bridge. I'll be honest with you, Grandma. Besides accidentally dropping it on a rock, what will be your trigger to get a new camera? So there you go. So that was the idea, and I kind of ran with that a little bit myself. I thought about that. What would it take, Adam? What would it take for you to upgrade your 6D?
Either it would have to stop working, or someone would have to gift me a new camera that's better.
So hear that, Joe?
Yeah. So you want to give me a better camera, I will happily take it. But no, bottom line is, it does everything I need it to do so well. I'm so happy with that camera. I just don't have any reason to upgrade it. Like, I'm not doing enough photography work for any money to think that it's worth it to me to upgrade the camera. I'm so, so happy with that camera. Now I have the Fuji as well. And so between the Fuji and the 5D Classic, which I, again, haven't really used lately, because the 6D is just so good. And I think some of it's muscle memory. A lot of times I'm just thinking, okay, I trust myself. You know, if I was going to do photos for somebody, I just trust myself so much with the 6D and the lens kit that I have, that I just know I can get what they want and what I want, easily with that setup. So to change it, there'd have to be a real reason. And the only one I can think of is the camera starts not working or stops working.
But okay.
It starts not working. Yeah. New way of talking. I just invented that.
Right. So, but even then, let's say you're in your position right now, magically your 6D just broke right this second.
Yeah.
Your first step, you're going to blame me or probably Joe. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
Never talk to a pitcher during a no-hitter. We know that.
Yeah.
But, okay, so it stops working. Would you replace it?
Just with another 6D, you think?
At all.
Is that what you're saying?
Would you bother? No, would you bother right now? Like with what you're doing, you have the Fuji, the X100, you have the Classic. Would you replace the 6D right away?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, okay.
It's
I thought the answer was no.
No, it's my primary camera. So, I love the Fuji. I still, unless I'm going to be somewhere where the portability is the most important factor, which right now I'm staying within 3 kilometers of my house about 99% of the time, I always reach for the 6D. That's just me. Yeah, I love that camera. Okay. So, I'm pretty sure I would go to Craigslist. I probably wouldn't buy a new one. I'd probably just go to Craigslist and find somebody who'd abandoned theirs.
Okay. See, I'm the worst guy to ask that question because I'm always of the, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like I still have my 40D, you know, like I mentioned every 3 weeks. And the new technology, once we got to a certain point, a certain megapixel count, which was, by the way, it was six megapixels was the magic number. And we didn't stop. We kept going and going and going. But at the beginning, it was like, oh, it's 2 megapixels, 3 megapixels. Those were fine. Once we hit 6, none of it matters.
Right.
After that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. So my 40D, I think is a 10K or 10 meg, I mean. I think the 5D Classic is
12, 10 I or think. 12? I think it's 12.
12. 12, and then... Oh, what is my Mark
the 6D? I don't even know what the 6D. I think it's maybe 18 or 20, something like that. Don't care because it's good.
The fact that you can't tell, that's and then my Mark III. What's my Mark III? It's probably
20. Yeah,
21. It's 21. Sounds something one better than the 6D. That's all I know. One better than yours.
I think the 6D is only 18, so it sucks.
Only. Yeah. Forget it. So it's good for keeping your door from closing. Like you put it down the floor and or if you're, you know, paperweight maybe.
Yeah.
So there's that. And then what's the Fuji is 24. I think mine's 24. Yours is probably like 16 or something.
Yeah,
like I
said, it mine's less. Tell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cannot tell the difference. So anyways, point being, once that happened, I literally don't care. Now there's some advancements coming that came along in the ISO and the low light, no noise. Like, for example, my fire picture of my kids at the fire, I probably wouldn't have got so good with the 40D.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some advances that came along. But for the most part, I've been so happy with the pictures I'm getting, I don't care. So I am by no means a serial upgrader.
Me either.
Sometimes you're forced to, though. Like I had a Mark II, 5D Mark II forever, and it broke. It just wore out. And so I was forced to upgrade. Oh, well, that's how it goes.
Yeah. And I don't even have any idea how old my 6D is.
Yeah. I don't know either. But the thing about your 5D Classic, and I also have the same camera. It is, I think it's 2005. It came out.
Sure.
That's a 15-year-old digital camera at this point.
Yeah.
Which sounds crazy. And I love it. I love that camera.
Yeah, you know? Me too.
So, yeah, there's that. Sometimes when it comes to upgrading, though, sometimes I will do the upgrade and hand-me-down. For example, my wife's father, he called the other day and he wanted to know how he could hook his MacBook Air. He has one of the first MacBook Airs.
Okay.
He's had for like 8 years or something, like 6 years, whatever. Whenever they came out, I don't remember. And he wants to hook it up to his TV. Finally, like 8 years later. And I'm in the middle of gluing something up downstairs in the shop, and he wants to talk on the phone, and I was like, "Oh, this sounds terrible. I don't want to be part of this." Like, because now you have to get an adapter and then run it out here, and then what about the audio and this and this? And I was like, "How about you just buy an Apple TV?" Mm-hmm. You just stream it. Stream your iPhone, your iPad, everything. Just stream it over there and whatever. And oh, I don't know. And like, so we have an Apple TV, one of the little black hockey puck ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we've had forever. And they've upgraded a number of times since then. Don't really need a new one. Wouldn't mind a new one. The new ones are probably faster or better. They have to be. Otherwise, they wouldn't make new ones.
Yeah, I think there's 4K now. That's the big thing.
Yeah, my TV is not, though. So yeah. It doesn't really matter. point being, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Like my wife said, hey, why don't we just buy a new Apple TV for the $150 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
And then just give him ours.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't need the fancy one. He needs to be able to stream. Boom. Done. So that's the only way I'm going to upgrade is I'll buy a new one, give it to him, be done with it.
Right.
So, but on your 6D, I mean, you said, hey, it does everything you want. Are there any features missing? Is there anything that you would say, you know what, if I had a magic wand, I would like this on my 6D?
Again, and I don't know because I haven't kept up with the cameras, the latest and greatest cameras and the video capabilities, but I would love to have, like, when I use my iPhone, if I take a video, immediately, mm-hmm. like, it does, you know, the facial recognition and it keeps the faces in focus. And it's just like, it's just awesome because I yeah. can take great video on there so easily. Whereas the 6D for video, that it's just a pain. Like it's a lot more work to get everything into focus. And so kind of like I'm imagining what a movie camera is like. You gotta, you know, do a lot of manual focus, and I'm not great at that. And so I end up doing, you know, shots where I try to keep, you know, the plane of focus consistent so that I get a good video. Or you gotta shoot, you know, everything at an f/16 so that you don't have to worry about it, or shoot with a wide angle, blah blah blah. So
right.
The video on the new iPhone, or I have the XR, they're way beyond that now, but oh my god, it is so user friendly and everything looks good.
Well, that's the thing with the newer cameras in terms of you know, like the Canon, the mirrorless, and all the ones we've, you know, talked about. The autofocus is apparently outstanding when it comes to video.
And it does just the facial tracking and all of that. Yeah. Like, yeah, that, see, I would love
pick
that.
Pick an eye and stay on it, and it'll, you know, do it on birds, and like I'm shooting tons of bird video, right? And the only thing that Adam likes more than misinformation is bird video. Especially like liar birds. Like, I couldn't spit that part out. There's a better joke in there, but leave it. So if you were to shoot a lot of video and want that, okay, now you're going to upgrade. Now the 6D is out the door, you can get one of those mirrorless jobs, maybe the Canon ones, whatever, but what's that worth to you? Like, you're going to have to go and shell out $4,000.
Right. It's not worth that.
So, no. And so, I mean, my question was, how would it, a better camera affect your photography? But sounds like it wouldn't at all.
No,
but
I don't
video
think so.
Would go be way up.
Yeah, but again, that's the thing, is that I have the phone, and so it does such a great job. It's like, all right, yeah. if I need to take a video, it's really not a big deal to pull my phone out of the pocket.
Right. So you don't watch all the update camera update blog announcements, YouTubes. You do watch Fronos Photos sometimes, though.
I did years ago. I haven't watched any of that.
Oh, okay.
I haven't looked at any of that in at least 3 years.
Oh, you're the reason I knew who he was. You introduced me to him.
Okay.
So there you go. I thought you were a big fan. I thought you bought all the shirts.
No.
So there's that. So you don't get jealous when you watch him getting all the new equipment. Okay.
No.
Moving on. That's it. So the answer is probably nothing. You're not going to get
a, unless, like you say, the camera craps out.
Right. All right, and I'm the same way. I mean, for me, I would like mine all comes down to video, 100%. The in terms of photography, like, you're not going to defy the laws of physics, you know. Like, if it's a digital SLR, like the flash sync time is going to be fixed. It's a physical limitation. So, you know, if you were to change that in the future. Like, basically built in like an electronic shutter that you could then sync up to, you know, 1/2000th of a second. That would affect me. That would be a great thing for photography.
Right.
But the rest is video. It's we're way past megapixels. We're way past the low light capabilities. We're for photography. So other like form factor, I like the form factor. No issues there. Not looking to upgrade for photos.
Okay.
So there you go. All right. Challenge. Next week's challenge. Oh, I did this one just to force myself to not do last minute.
Okay.
This week's challenge is The Weeknd.
Ooh, not the band.
Do you know him?
No.
Ah, okay. I can't feel my... Okay, yeah. Okay, then we'll do something else.
Okay, no.
Or Drake.
Drake. The Weeknd is great. I can definitely
Corey do Hart. That. Corey Hart. Let's pick other Canadian. The Weeknd's Canadian, right?
I don't know. Is it?
I thought he was Canadian.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. I just assumed. I don't know why.
They're too popular.
Yeah. And you misspelled Weeknd. I assumed it was the Canadian spelling. Okay, that's on me. All right, yeah. Well, we'll find out. All right, so yeah, challenge next week is The Weeknd. Challenge for November is Black and White. Hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers, and hopefully that ban has been lifted by the end of the month. And put that on Instagram, and we'll check that out and talk about it at the end of the month.
Okay.
All right. Website, Adam, where can people go to find my stuff?
Yeah.
AlanAtridge.com. Two of us at TwoHosers.com. Where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.